brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, that was Hit 'Em Up Style by the Hooters. Here we go, starting already. Everybody, Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. My name's Quimby. I'm joined alongside Kyle / Nunnemaker, Joe Dirt, the Gobbler. Super Sam Brady. The only way Sam Brady doesn't get another title is if he puts a Cowboys jersey on. I saw that meme today. Oh, that was pretty funny. Chris Sackmaster, host of Baseball Brunch and soon to be hosting part of the post game show. Ooh. We'll be talking about that soon.
Awesome sauce.
And of course, the backbone of Green Legion Radio, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas. What's up, brother?
Chilling. Good evening. How's everybody doing today?
It's swell anytime Diaz isn't here.
I was about to say,
that's what it is.
I'm in a better mood whenever he's not here.
It smells better in here.
It smells better.
Well, you're just sitting closer to Hollis.
Well, thank you.
I love that the chair is tall enough that Sam's feet don't even reach the bottom.
They do.
Okay, get up to the mic.
Mike here.
6 inches.
Six inches, damn it. And everybody, reminder, it is July, and that means Philly's finest swimsuit calendar models in studio, except for today. Sorry, everybody. However, I'm going to get into the business real fast here. Make sure you rate, review, download, subscribe to Green Legion Radio on iTunes, Google Play, by searching for Green Legion Radio. You can do the same on TuneIn Radio and that app. Of course, the easiest thing to do, and you're going to get suspended if you don't get it right this time.
You download the iHeart app. Go to Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 Philadelphia, and look for Green Legion Radio.
My man!
All right.
Green Legion Radio gets you to Get Tank Happy Hour at Ice to Shorts, but you have to do a separate search for the Baseball Brunch.
There we go.
Kaboom, shakalaka, number one Chief Rocker.
Great job, man.
My man. You guys, make sure you please download the iHeartRadio app. It is the easiest and clearest way to listen to us worldwide at any time, especially for shows here on Saturday, 1 to 3, Baseball Brunch, 11 to 12, soon to be the post-game show and pre-game show on game days. Yeah!
I was about to say, the pre comes before the post.
Listen, man, sometimes you never know.
Sometimes you're already there. Sometimes you're already there. Sorry.
9 to 10.
Welcome to the post-game show.
Yeah! Thank you, Detroit! Detroit was last night.
I am already enjoying the hell out of this show. That's right, everybody, because Shut Up Diaz Nation is on vacation. Woo!
Do you think we can get Virginia to adopt them? I mean, like, seriously, they can just take him for a little while longer. The only member of Diaz Nation lives down that way as well. So they can just bring him right into the Captain Dent's household.
Seriously, please. Me. Yeah. They can, their kids are almost the same age. They're good to go, you know? Excellent. I like that idea.
Right there with you.
Like that idea. Everybody do, please, download the iHeart Rap, iHeart Radio app. iHeart Rap. Yo, what up?
Word.
Yo, the iHeart Rap, baby.
That is the theme of our music on tonight's show.
Oh, we're going.
It's just nobody else is going to be able to hear it because they'll be listening to the Hooters as we're coming back.
Oh, bitch.
Son of an onion. Wow.
Anyway, through the business, let's get to our sponsors, of course. Bud Light, Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all of your residential contracting needs. Dial 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656, or www.mcsinc-pa.com. The flow dough is ready, everyone.
Yes, it is.
The floor door is ready. Cannot wait to tell you about that, and cannot wait to have our first real solid big money giveaway on Green Legion Radio. We will be giving away a Flow Dough.
Oh, sweet.
Which is a $15,000, $7,000 to $15,000 product, depending upon what you need. But it is a floor access door, everyone, that makes row home living a little bit more enjoyable, knocks out the entire space that you need for basement stairwells. And
that's awesome, man.
And we're excited about that.
It's wide enough for me to go down.
That Greg is an awesome dude.
He is an awesome
dude. It's wide enough for me to go down, so you know it's good.
Yes. Yes, it is. The Neck Sip. Make sure you check out theneckSip.com. Usable, reusable pouch, drinkable pouch that you wear around your neck. You can text and drink at the same time. All the Kavanaugh's restaurants, Kavanaugh's River Deck, Kavanaugh's Head House, Kavanaugh's Rittenhouse, and Kavanaugh's University City. All the beautiful ladies over at Delilah's, City Fitness Philadelphia, all locations, East Market, Logan Square, Graduate Hospital, Northern Liberties, Fishtown, and of course, if you're over the bridge, Echelon Health and Fitness for all of your athletic and wellness needs. Bucks County Baseball Company, check their showroom out up in... Come on.
I know that's a Murph special.
Bristol.
Yeah, Bristol. There you go. All I know is that the website is bigger than the showroom.
There you go. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. The King of Prussia Diner coming soon. Cherry Hill Triplex, Mitsubishi, Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, Jeep, Kia. Did I get all of them? Thank you. Awesome. Good.
Awesome sauce.
And, of course, the Finn coming up. The Finn coming up. And please do as well check out our good friend Irving Fryer's podcast every Friday from noon to one called The Fryer Place. Subscribe to them on YouTube, The Fryer Place. Can't miss it. Excellent show. I know we are pre-taping these shows on Thursday for Saturday's broadcast. So you just missed Fridays, but you can always tune back in.
Yeah.
Always tune back in. And we highly recommend Irving is going to be part of Green Legion Radio moving forward this entire season. We're happy to have him.
Yes. So,
a couple of announcements real fast. Host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro, will be in studio next week for our special pre-training camp show.
Love it. Which, love it.
By the way, will be in training camp by the time it airs. So if you want to listen to the pre-program, you can hear it on Thursday on YouTube, our YouTube channel. Check that out. Make sure you do go to our YouTube channel. We don't talk about it enough. YouTube/The Green Legion. Listen to all past, listen and watch all past episodes. Trust me, watching it while the calendar models are in is a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more must-see TV.
And as of 2 minutes ago, check out greenlegion.com. Go to trips and tailgates. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. The New York Jets invasion is live, everyone.
Sweet.
And I got to tell you, this is the most least expensive day trip we have ever offered. And we only have 50 spots. So sign up now. But if you want to go on a Jets day trip with us December 5th, we're going to leave the stadium area at 9 a.m. We're going to tailgate on the bus on the way up. We will not be serving hot food at MetLife Stadium. Their parking situation is an absolute freaking disaster. So we don't want to try to set up hot food, but what you will get when you board the bus, you will pick up your customized breakfast sandwich, hot and ready to go.
Oh.
You're going to get a cold hoagie or a salad as well, your choice of a cold hoagie or a salad, 6 Kavanaugh's wings, bag of chips, couple of cookies for dessert, and of course all the Bud Light Seltzer and Michelob Ultra on the way up. Tickets, upper level, that's what we do.
Ooh.
But the trip itself, only $169 per person.
Awesome, sir.
That includes your bus ride, your food, your drink, your game ticket. $169 a person. You can't go to an Eagles game for $169 a person.
Where do I go to sign up for that again?
GreenLegion.com, everybody. GreenLegion.com.
Ooh, I'm on it.
Instead of the Dominican, we've also made a decision, and this will be live tomorrow.
Ooh.
During the bye week bender, and we only have 50 spots for this, we are going to the Bahamas, baby.
Oh, my God. My wife is going to sign us up real fast.
Skippy.
So we tried to do something pretty interesting, kind of a hybrid version. We wanted to stay at Atlantis, but it's really just too expensive. It's at a price point. However, what we were able to accomplish is staying at the all-inclusive Riu Palace next door. So you can actually walk down the driveway of the Riu, make a quick right, walk up another little driveway, and you are at the entrance of the public area of Atlantis, the casino, the open market, the boat area,
the thing. Yeah. So there's no shuttle to take me over there?
The marina.
Do they have a sports book at their casino there?
They do.
Oh, my Lord.
Big sports book.
Now, what's the trip look like? Is it a three-day trip, a four-day trip?
It's a three-day trip. It's Friday to Monday. It's, you know, quick get down, get back. But excellent times. We're down there by noon on Friday. Mm-hmm. We don't have to leave until 2:30 on Monday. Uh-huh. So you get to actually wake up and shake the cobwebs off, maybe even go to the beach for a little bit or go to the pool before you have to get up and go. Yeah. So that will be fun. And as well as up tomorrow, the DC trip, the last game of the regular season.
Second to last. It's our last road game.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We played the Cowboys on the 10th. I forgot about
the 9th.
The 9th?
Yes, it's the 9th. It's
a Saturday.
No, it's a Sunday. My birthday is a Sunday, which is the second when we're in D.C. The 9th is on a Sunday.
Oh, we're on January? The 2nd.
January 2nd is the 2nd.
Okay, so.
It's a Sunday.
You know my birthday is the 10th.
Second.
See, that's Capricorn's
last birthday. January 10th is my birthday. So
excellent. Great.
We'll be having a birthday party.
Thanks. We'll make this all about you during your birthday month.
No, just on the 9th.
Anyway, thanks. So, DC trip will be live tomorrow, everybody. Instead of, because it's January 2nd and it could be really cold, we did something different this time around. We got club level seats for everybody.
Ooh, sexy.
So you will be able to sit in a very nice, comfortable, Hollis approved chair.
Big dog friendly.
Big dog friendly. And and you will also be able to go inside to warm your ass up anytime you want.
Awesome sauce. Yeah. Yeah, you can go to the bathroom. They had the private bathroom on the club level and all that good stuff.
It's the same concept as any club level.
Yep.
You know, all your inside, there's plenty of inside seating if you just want to sit down and watch the game, warm up a little bit. You know, it could be really nice. When we were there a couple years ago, it was gorgeous out. It was like 70 degrees.
Yeah, the only bad part was the seat was digging in my sides.
They were not big dog friendly.
They were not big dog friendly. And I tried to squash down in them, and they just started digging in like my overhangs on the side.
Up in your crawl.
Deep to the left.
And we won't have to listen to their fight song, their god-awful fight song. This will be the first time that we go there, and we don't have to listen to Fight for Old D.C.
Right.
Oh, my God. A couple times I went there, and who knows, maybe I'll get coleslaw thrown at us again on the way into the stadium. That was always a good time.
So anyway, that will be live and ready to go tomorrow. Jets trip is live right now. 50 spots are going to go pretty fast at $169 pop, everybody. I get it. Might not be in the cards for you, but it's a great trip. It's up and back. We're literally not making you get up early in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, we leave at 9 a.m. We'll tailgate on the way up. We'll have about an hour and a half of tailgating in the lot by the time we get there. Get to the game. Get back to the buses. Get the hell out of there. An hour and a half back home. We're back by 6 o'clock, 6:30.
Kicking it like no limit soldiers.
Yeah. And then, Bahamas this year, instead of the Dominican, staying at the Riu Palace on Paradise Island right next to Atlantis.
Awesome sauce.
And a DC trip with club level seats will be ready as well tomorrow. Ooh. Everybody, it's Hollis time.
Awesome sauce.
It's tank time.
What's up,
man? Oh, that's what we got to call it.
Tank time.
It's tank time.
Well, today is January the 24th.
I like it.
2021. It's the 205th day of the year. There's 160 of these puppies remaining. Ooh.
It's July 24th.
July. That's what I said.
You said January.
Oh.
I think he's been saying January.
Have I been saying January?
No.
Well, let's
As you guys know, we record in July for our January podcast.
Maybe I said January because I was thinking of my birthday. It's not always.
It's all good, brother. I'm sorry.
It's not always about me.
Deepest
apologies.
This is tank time.
Yes. It's July the 24th, 2021. The 205th day of the year. 106 of these puppies remaining. I'm going to start off quickly with some events. I kept in Philly this week. And on July the 23rd, 1978, Steve Carlton, he becomes the 78th pitcher to win 200 games. Like that, didn't you?
I did. I enjoy it.
Yeah. And on July the 24th, 1974, I have three things on this day. Death Wish, one of my favorite movies with Charles Bronson, was released. And in 1975, Giorgio Armani was founded. And in 1982, the single Eye of the Tiger started its reign at number one. for 6 weeks straight.
Survivor.
Yes. Wow. Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. And it, yes, it also won a Grammy, too.
Wow, I should have that up for a song.
I know. I was waiting for that.
We're going hip-hop today.
Oh, yeah, we are going hip-hop. And also, on this day in 1984, released Everybody Loves Careless Whispers. It was released by Wham! Everywhere else, but everybody knows that George Michael sang that song, Careless Whispers. Wham!
Keep going.
And I got a couple of quick birthdays. I have Kadeem Hardison, 1965, 1968, former Eagle Mark Gunn, 1969, Jennifer Lopez, and the last...
Fumble!
And the last one in 1970, one guy who everybody hates when the vet was closing. He was playing safety on a torn hamstring. Today's Blaine Bishop.
Blaine Bishop, I was about to say.
Now to, for today's story, I was bringing stories back from camp.
Oh, my God, they were hysterical on them.
Now I have two. I'm going to let you guys pick which one.
Russ
which
Taylor. One. Hey, champ, what are your predictions for the fight? Pain.
Now I have a choice between two stories. The name of it, one story is called Stealing Reps, and the name of the other one is Get Your Ass in Your Book at Night.
I like the story too. Let's see what's behind door number two.
I want you to talk. No. We've got plenty of time. You need to retell the AJ Feely.
AJ Touchy Feely.
This is hysterical.
I didn't tell you guys the story. Okay, so
this is built for Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. This is Fox Sports The Gambler worthy story.
So you know who AJ is married to, right?
Yes, and Heather Mitz.
So at the time they were just dating, and so I was one of the last people to leave the facilities in Lehigh, and so as I'm following AJ in his truck, he's got Mike McMahon and Coy Boom Boom Detmer in the car with him.
Quarterbacks car.
Yeah. So they're driving up the way, so they stop once. I'm like, okay, what the hell stop posting? And they stop again, and next thing you know, I see Coy and Mike McMahon get out of the car, and their playbooks come flying out after them. Like they, and so they weighed me down because I was the last car because we're on the mountain of Lehigh going back to the cafeteria. So they get in the car, and I was like, well, what the hell was that? So they were talking about how hot his girl was, and he told him, you guys better stop. I'm going to put you out of the car. And they didn't believe him, and they kept on talking about how great her body was. And they said, you know, they're riding with me.
Oh, man, that's great.
They drive him about that every time they see him.
Coy was like, you know what this neck beard can do?
Yo, she was smoking hot. I had a photo on my wall.
But see, and that's what they were saying.
No doubt.
That was a lot.
I did.
But they lost
a bit outside.
I'm not going to lie. You know?
That was a lot. I think that's what got the ass put out the car.
I wasn't in his truck.
I'm talking about it.
I would have got thrown out too.
It was like some stuff that happened in a movie. It was so funny. But I will tell you this: I'll tell you the stealing reps story. The stealing reps won't take that long. So
you're good, baby. This is tank time.
So Jim Johnson had installed the night before in defensive team meeting. Jim Johnson installed a bevy of different type of blitzes, both nickel and regular. So in these blitzes, you had to look at the backfield sets, and the only people that was kind of good at that was myself and Brandon Whitey at looking at the backfield sets and know what was going on. So everybody kept coming to us, and so it was one time, Kelly Griggs. It was like midway through practice, and I know I was getting tired of telling them, but then Kelly Griggs went to Brandon Whitey and say, "Hey, what you do here?" He said, "You know what you do? You get your ass in your book at night."
He might not recover from that one.
No, the practice just stopped because me and Hugh could not stop laughing.
Oh, hold on a second. I found out yesterday, all right, for a good many years, how many times Hollis and Hugh got kicked off the player bus by Andy Reid for just completely screwing around.
Are you surprised by this?
I am not, but now it all makes sense. Like two absolute characters.
He told us to be ourselves. It's the wrong thing to tell us. It's like, when you go into what we called battle, if we knew what we were doing and we were confident about our game plan, we were having a good time because we knew we was about to go out there and whoop some ass.
Some ass.
And take some names.
I get you.
Yeah, so you got to, if you show signs of weakness, they will try to get you.
You know, I think we have, I have a good idea for a sounder for tank time.
Hold on.
You guys,
sounds like Muttley.
You guys have seen the TV show Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what time it is? Tank time. Like that's what we need. Anytime we're going right into that. I think. I know that's before your time. You're probably in diapers there. Slash. So just make sure you're.
No, I watched Home Improvement.
Can you work? Can you work on that sounder for us?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
You're in love with the mom, right?
No.
Oh, what, Jill? No, you had to be in love with Debbie Dunning.
Small Oedipus complex.
Yeah, the tool time girl.
Yeah.
The mom was just like average. She was just an average mom. Right.
Well, she definitely wasn't Debbie Dunning.
Yeah, exactly.
Heidi. Yeah, she wasn't Heidi.
And so you're saying she was average because you're above average?
He's wearing socks with flip flops right now. All
not
right?
Everybody can be Hollis Tank Thompson.
I'm right actually for a friend, you
know. Speaking of moms. Sam, how did your son play soccer today?
They keep making fun of my shorts. I don't understand.
I think it was more the bag that you brought in here with. Yeah, that.
Did you have my cook bag?
Yeah, with the Tito's that you had in that like you know bag that she brought in.
She didn't have Tito's. She had Stateside.
Was it Stateside?
Yeah,
no, it was Stateside.
Sorry, there's no Tito's allowed in this.
No,
house.
Not
it's
at
only
all.
Stateside.
0% chance.
Yeah. So we're almost coming up on break. Remind me of opening day stories when we come back. When we do come back, we're going right into Eagles. We're getting reports of the king of all. Am I allowed to say that?
Not the bags, but Doucherific. Or
yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about
the people misconstrue it.
We just keep on saying it.
Well, he's writing the time down, so I'm trying to explain the rule to him.
All right, well.
Good thing, mazel.
King of all schmucks is reporting that when Deshaun Watson is traded, there's a 90% chance it will be to the Eagles. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. But I do want to remind you of two schnuggets. Thank you, Russ Taylor. I do want to tell you an opening story, an opening day, an opening season story in Atlanta in 2005, everyone. And it is a crazy one. But it's a good one. You guys are going to like this story. It's not quite as comical, but at the end, it is really, really comical. But anyway, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, back right after this. Everybody, that was the Hooters featuring Fat Joe.
Don't do it to me, man.
Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, for all your residential contracting needs. And to talk about your Flodo, call them at 484-202-3656. If you want to open up 150 to 200 square feet of usable space in your row home, call them at 484-202-3656. And be the envy of all your friends. Anyway, guys, appreciate the stories there, Mr. Thomas. Tom and Jerry this week.
Yeah, I know. I'm pissed off that they took the lady off. No. It's a white lady now. What's your song? I thought we were talking about cars.
It's all right. It's tank time.
Yeah.
So, story real quick before we get into possible Deshaun Watson and why none of us want to see that
none
happen.
Of us.
Yep. I'm with you. I basically defecated myself when I saw that too. I can say that, right?
Yeah.
It's just excellent. A bad PR hit, but go ahead, please punish me. It's just.
But so Atlanta, 2005. All right, we're downstate in Buckhead.
Ooh.
And Tony, best friend Tony.
TP.
Haven't seen him in a while.
Saturday night, he gets held up at gunpoint in a parking lot right by our hotel, like a Walmart parking lot. All right. He is
shocker.
Frazzled. Frazzled beyond belief. Right. I go on record by saying the worst two cities for football sports fans are Seattle number one, Atlanta number two.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say San Fran. I thought I've heard that.
They're
the
close, but You just have to be smart around there. There's just a lot of gang stuff going on there. Yeah. Caught myself. There we go. But
love it.
1-2. Atlanta, just awful fans. Awful fans.
When we were walking up.
Awful fans.
Yeah. When we were walking up, they were talking. They were like, oh, get these Eagle fans away from me. Nobody was even doing anything.
Yeah.
We're just walking.
Nah, they're just annoying. No. So we get to the game. And we have the top three rows of a couple of sections. And we're in the third row, closest to everybody else that was sitting. And there were four yutzes in front of us that just wouldn't sit down. Look, I get it. Some people want to stand during games, but I'm not going to lie.
You got to go with the flow of the game.
You got to go with the flow.
The big moments.
And you don't have to be the only jackass standing, the one remaining, you know. You don't have to be the one remaining because that's going to make you look cooler. That's going to raise your football street cred.
It's like second and eight on the 30-yard line.
It's not the case. Yeah.
On your 30-yard line. Yeah.
All right. So we had these four yutzes in front of us. Now, keep it in mind. All right. Tony's like this. And Tony was a police officer right at the time. All right. If he had to run, he had his badge on him. If that kid saw his badge, he would have been shot. Fact. All right. Tony's frazzled. And he's got a little bit of an anger streak in him when he's ready to go. You've never seen an anger streak.
I haven't yet, but you can sense it.
It's there.
Yeah, you can tell the people that have the inner beast.
So these guys are not sitting down. And we let it go for a good 5 minutes, you know. And then Tony finally just kind of reaches down and says, hey, fellas, you know, we don't mind standing up while you're standing up, but then the people behind us have to and the people behind them. You guys going to sit down at all? Could you? We'll sit down when we're ready. All right. All of a sudden, that forehead vein pops out.
The frohawk went up.
Got hairs on the back of his neck. And he's a big guy. All right. Tony reaches down and grabs two of their beers that were sitting in the cup holders and pours it all over their seats. And it goes right out of a Bronx Tale. Okay, now yous can't sit.
Now yous can't sit.
Now yous can't leave. Now yous can't sit. And they all looked back and they were ready to go, and Tony went like this. Like, yeah?
I know that look.
Yeah. Do you really want to?
Is this really what you want?
They walked out. They got security. Mm-hmm. Security came up. I said, hold on just a second. Called my rep from the Falcons. She came up. They got removed.
Yes.
We lost the game, but winner. Yeah.
Winner.
And you know what that game was?
When Trout got thrown out.
Trout got thrown out.
Because he got in a
tussle with who?
Well, he didn't get in a tussle with him.
Ike
provoked it.
Ike provoked it because.
No, but who was the Atlanta Falcons player?
I don't care.
Algae Crumpler.
No, he was still snoring after Dawg knocked his ass out.
The thing was,
TJ Duckett? I don't know.
He hasn't woke up yet.
He was never the same player after that. Never.
No, they stopped us from dancing on the Falcon. That's what it was. They knew we were going to come to the middle and dance on the Falcon. That's what Ike let them know. And Ike wasn't having it.
And then he signed with him a year later.
a little delay.
It's a little bit late delay on the Richards.
Yeah. There's a 2 second rule.
It was Terrence Mathis.
Oh, Terrence Mathis?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was old at the time.
Yeah. And if you remember that game, we lost 14-10 and two David Akers 47-yard missed field goals. That guy was money.
Yeah.
All year. Missed especially two points in a dome. Yeah. Thank you. Just about to say it.
Yeah. So,
anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
Tank, I'm going to go to you first, and then Sack, and then Slash, if you please want to add at any point in time. Sam, I'm sure you're just going to sit there and try to look MILF pretty. you know, hey, we got it. Soccer practice tomorrow. You got to pick the kids up. It's all good.
I'm not.
Why don't you get closer to the mic if you're going to talk?
Yeah. Come on. You can do it.
I can't say what I want to say.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
You'll say she'll
well,
tell you
we do have
breaks.
Well, she does have the opportunity to drive Rex's truck, and she can throw the soccer balls in the back of the
that's
bed.
That's it.
Kids, earmuffs.
All right, so I'm not going to preface this in any way. I'm just going to say, Tank, would you trade for Deshaun Watson? Yes or no, and why?
Hell no. He's got too much off-the-field issues. When you hear me say the cliche, your best ability is availability, you're not available. Basically, you have 35 counts of possible sexual stuff going on. That you're not available, and that's too much. To give up that many picks, to put my organization in that type of hole. Mm-hmm.
Can we equate this to a Michael Vick situation?
No, you can't, because Michael Vick had did his time already.
Okay.
And that's different, because he hasn't done his time. We don't even know what's going to go down.
I almost want to say that I kind of respect Michael Vick for what he's done ever since. Yeah. I think he's been on the up and up. Well, I mean, Ron Mexico, different story.
Ron Mexico was a different story, but when you look at it, he had already paid his debt to society.
Okay.
And what this right now, to try to do this right now, to even titillate this crap, and whoever put this clickbait out there, this clickbait, it's just like those yahoos, they just looking for something to do, and it's pissing me off, because
we knew what it was. You didn't have to explain it. Now we got another gobbler.
Somebody else thought I was saying what I. I'm not.
Don't listen to them.
Okay.
You pay attention to us. We got the room.
Okay. But it's starting to piss me off, because they're coming up with stories. They're trying to come up with stories to stay, like Sack said, to stay relevant. And you're not relevant when you come up with crap. It's like we have a young quarterback right now that we don't know what he could do in a full season.
Howard Eskin broke this story.
It's not breaking either.
It's been talked about forever, but now he's weighing in on a 90% chance. Do we agree? All right. I want to
before you say something. His 90% and his credibility is worth to me like a dental floss at a Willie Nelson concert.
Are we still keeping tabs on all of the tank isms?
Yes.
Dental floss at a Willie Nelson concert. Think about that.
And he worked with him too. Mm-hmm.
I know Willie on a. We have the same. No, I do.
The Burger King.
No, Willie Nelson. We have the same acupuncture therapist. Yeah, for real. You know?
I'm sure.
I have some of the American Dream.
Is that
Dream.
Called Gorilla Glue?
No, it's called the American Dream.
Quimby, I know you want to throw it to me. I just don't understand why the rush on this. Okay, you're paying $34 million to a quarterback that's not even on your roster already. So you're going to bring this guy in who might be suspended for half the season. And you're going to give up.
Well, then he comes cheap.
What if these other things become, they're not civil anymore? What if there's a criminal case with this guy, and you just, like, you have these three first round draft picks to where you can actually do something with them after the season? If Jalen Hurts is not the quarterback, there's nothing wrong with going into the season and finding out what Jalen Hurts is actually as a quarterback in the NFL. If he pans out, you have him cheap for two more years, $1 million contract for 2 years, and you can use those first round picks for anything that you want, anything that you need next year. You can sit there and say, hey, I want a linebacker. I want a running back. I want an offensive lineman. You can do things like that. If you make this deal now, you're giving up on those future first round picks. You're giving up on a guy that might become something somewhere else at a cheaper premium. There's nothing that you need to do now. Anything you want to do after the season, I'm all for. Not for this guy. I do not want him on my team. I do not want that PR hit. But I do think that you have this bevy of draft capital and Jalen Hurts at your disposal to where you can make a move after the season. Ride it out in 2021.
Here's what I want to say on that. Deshaun Watson has been on teams with the best receiver in the league.
Correct.
One of the best running backs in the league. One of the best defenses in the league. And they have never got past the second round, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, last year,
Tennessee.
Look at all the numbers. Well, no, it was 2 years ago. But look at the numbers he had last year, and they had a worse record than we did.
I don't believe this guy is the answer to your problems. And if you're trying, this is what always makes me curious about this executive management here. I completely agree with you when it comes to the draft capital. I don't want to see it wasted, more so that it's already going to be wasted by bad picks.
Yeah.
However, you're talking about damaged goods.
Correct.
It's no more. This guy has had the opportunity to take his team further than they have. They have not exceeded or even met expectations with the level of players that they had. DeAndre Hopkins. Yep. God, who was the running back that got
Arian
picked?
Foster.
Adrian.
J.J. Watt leading one of the while you had what's his name who put Carson into the ground.
Oh, you're talking
Jadavion. All right, you're talking about. He's been on teams now. I get it.
They were mismanaged. And terrible head coach.
Slash GM. But still, players make plays.
And
you've lived in Houston. Houston's a really screwed up town.
Yeah.
It is not what you think it is. You go, oh, Houston, seventh biggest market in the country. It is the smallest big market you ever seen. Yeah. The only thing that's great about Houston is the liquor store that gives the free samples out all the time. What's
exactly.
it called?
Exactly. I don't know what it is, but it's one.
I swear to God.
Because it's one around the corner. I used to live around the corner, and that's how I got on different types of tequilas and vodkas, was because when I went around there, he would give me free samples. I was like, I'll take a bottle of that. That and that. It's going to be a party.
Specs.
Yeah, specs. Yeah.
And you have to be really careful how you say that these days.
As mean. But they have a franchise down there, and they do give out those. They do give out.
Samples. Oh, no. Hold on. Specs is like going into Acme.
Yes.
It's literally aisles and aisles and aisles and aisles of alcohol. And in every aisle, there's a free sample. There's literally somebody giving you a free sample in every aisle.
Would you like some more, sir?
Well, I'm not going to knock Deshaun Watson for his play because he had his best year last year without DeAndre Hopkins and a banged up defense. And he's only 25 years old.
A lot
old.
Of padded stats, though. Yeah. They were behind. They were trying to come back. It's like Dak.
But they were so injury prone last year. But that's not the point. I don't think his play is there. He's a great player.
He's a good player.
Potential to be a great player. And it's just, I think if they were to pursue Deshaun Watson, again, it goes back to Sack's point. It's not the answer right now. If you were in win now mode, I would say, okay.
You see him lower himself.
maybe take a shot. But the lingering issues is what bothers me. It's Jesus Christ.
Way to go. Hold it for him now. There you go, buddy. Hackett.
Unbelievable.
It's all good.
It's all good.
But the fact that there's so much going on in the air right now and nothing's come to fruition, don't you find that funky?
No, I believe, please, everybody else and Sam, I definitely want you to weigh in when I'm finished. Thank you. I don't believe he's a winner.
He did win a Clemson.
That's college.
I know. No. This is. Yeah. I don't believe he has the ice in his veins. I don't think he has the anger that's necessary. The edge. The compulsion to get it done when it needs to take place. And then, just like Slash said, adding on all the rest of this crap on top of this equation.
Doesn't.
Why would you? And here we go. We can go back to this again, and this is what makes it even crazier, is if they trade and give up all these first-round picks or whatever it's going to take to get him, then, in fact, they have burned that second-round pick for Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
It was finally coming around where I even said on Get Tanked on Monday, hey, you know what? This second-round pick for Jalen Hurts is starting to sound really good, and if they go and trade these first round picks for Deshaun Watson, all of a sudden comes completely irrelevant again. Sam.
I was just going to ask how important to anyone really, or Tank, how important is locker room unity? And is that going to bring it?
It's everything.
It's extremely important. And that's another thing too. It's like, if you go out and you get this guy after you had Jalen here proclaiming that he's our leader.
May I ask this?
Okay.
Simple question.
Okay.
a locker room that's playing for each other is the only winning formula.
Exactly. And then to wrap this up and to bring it back on the other side, it's the main thing is if I play for you, that means I'm doing everything right. Just remember that. Everything right. All of the little things.
You're playing unselfish football.
Yes, and you're doing all
You're not making business decisions.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Business decisions when we come back.
I love this. I love where this show is going right now. And real quick, before we get out, Brian, Russell, Bob Urban, Jamie Hollenbach, Super Sam, you're in the room. David Harris, let's see here.
Lonnie Zimmerman.
Antonio Williams, Mike English, all these people in our room enjoying the day with us. Who am I missing?
David Harris.
I said David Harris. Okay. Just making sure we acknowledge. Chef Quinn in the house. Just making sure we acknowledge the people that are joining us in our chat room while we have our show going on. Everybody, get Bud Light. Bud Light, getting Bud Light. Bud, yeah, I'll get it. Let me try this again. Mr. Chinosky, wipe that smile off your face. Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Back with more Eagles talk. Tank starting off when we come back right after this.
Take off the street. Got to be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
It was a Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, 484-202-3656. Stop listening to the number and call it. 10% off of any residential contracting order. You want to get your kitchen redone, your bathroom redone, anything in your house, your yard, anything, additions, subtractions, call them. 484-202-3656. Scream and ask for Greg. That's what we want you to do. Tank.
Yes.
What is a business decision by a player in football?
In football, a business decision is when you see somebody bigger than you coming at you, you act like you're
Zach Ertz,
you act like you're trying to do something, but you make that quality business decision to preserve yourself.
And you don't give me this Olay crap.
The Olay crap. You give him the Olay crap. And then.
Come on, Doran.
I do have a story about that.
I know. So, go ahead.
Sitting down, all right, all of my Avalon Shorthouse roommates in 2001 went to Vegas. I was working at Polo Towers in the mid 90s, resort out there. Still very good friends with the front desk manager. She put all 20 of us up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what was I talking about right before that? I just lost my train of thought completely.
We were working at Polo Towers in the mid-90s.
Before that.
The guys came out.
Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
No. Senior moment.
Business decision?
Business decision.
Olay. I'll come back.
Yeah, Olay.
Olay, thank you. There you go. We're all at it, New York, gambling at blackjack tables, and sitting there, and literally, I'm on third base, and the guy on first base looks like Lou Brown. Spitting image. And he's there with two really beautiful 30-something looking women.
Well, he's Lou Brown. You surprised?
And the whole time, I'm just spouting out, nice catch, Hayes, don't ever do it again. Right? I'm just throwing out all these lines from Major League. Not thinking anything of it. He gets up to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, I hope he doesn't mind, you know, that I'm playing fun, you know, with him looking like Lou Brown. And they go, oh, no, that's him.
Oh!
And those two were his daughters.
Okay.
It was hysterical.
Now it doesn't make sense.
Hysterical. I'm like, no. And I'd never been starstruck before in my life. But that one of the greatest characters of all time. We'll keep playing this, but the favorite one is from Major League 2. Oh, I love this. Yeah, I think I'm moving to England. When he's standing up on the bed.
Yeah, because he's got the headphones on. He's listening to the game. He's like, oh, I really love this stuff.
I think I'm moving to England. So, anyway, Tank, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. Tank time.
No, no worries.
Business decision by a player in football.
Yeah, by a player in football. What would go down in a meeting, in the team meeting, is we will make sport of him, by teasing him. It's like, oh, you made a business decision. And you kind of lose the respect of your teammates. And we hope that it sticks in your craw. So the next time that if we have to tell you about a business decision again, we kind of don't want you on our squad. And the other part of a business decision is doing the right thing when you're off the field. Kind of like this, what's going on with Deshaun Watson? And everybody keeps talking about, like, what the hell do we want that in our locker room for? Now we got to ask the questions about that crap. It's like, when you bring somebody in there to mess, it messes up the quote unquote chi in the locker room. Yeah, he's probably going to be a good guy. Yeah, we're probably going to like him. But you got to have integrity.
He's fun to go to the Dominican with.
Yeah, but
by the way, get Tech Happy Hour in 2 weeks. We'll be live from the Dominican Republic.
Thug life. You guys know the meaning of integrity is doing the right thing when nobody's watching. When we talk about counting on each other, we expect you to do the right thing and not get arrested. Not be in trouble. So we have to wonder, are you going to be available Sunday? Are you going to show up Sunday? Are you going to show up for the meetings? Do we have to wait on this clown to come to the meetings because we've been counting on you? That's when you talk about a locker room, that when you have a good locker room, everybody knows everything and they know they can count on everybody.
Plus, after the season, too, Tank, if Jalen Hurts isn't what Jalen Hurts, you know, like what we all hope that he can be, and he proves that he's not a franchise-level quarterback, there's going to be quarterbacks that are available out there after the season, potentially. I mean, I think with Aaron Rodgers' situation, I think he's going to play this year. Mm-hmm. But I think after the season, I think the writing's on the wall. He wants out of Green Bay, but he's going to play this year. I mean, no one's going to sacrifice $34 million by not playing. And then, you know, like Soul Glow might be available, too. Like Russell Wilson has another bad year, you know, out there in Seattle where he's not being protected or he's not getting rid of the ball and he's blaming it on the offensive line.
And everybody, that is Soul Glow by the Hooters.
But, like, you know, those are just a couple of the examples. And it's not even like, you know, hell, you can go into the draft next year and then, you know, Carson does what he's supposed to do and we get the Colts first round pick. You can take those three first round picks and you can trade up in the draft and get your guy if you fall in love with the guy that's coming out of college. There's so many available avenues. This is not the only guy.
Exactly.
This is not the only person that you can go and get. You allow Jalen Hurts to play this season. Yeah. You find out what he can do. You find out what he's about. Can he lead this team and can he play? Yes. Those two things are one and the same, but they're also two separate things. Because yes, he can lead, but your leadership is more paramount in what you can do on the field from a skill point of view.
Exactly. And also from a competitive point of view, as he said and he's done all the right things. If you listen to his,
you have to give him a chance.
You have to give him a chance. When we lost to Dallas, down in Dallas, he had a decent game. You know what he said? He said, rent is due. They would start talking about his stats. He's like, I don't want to hear about my stats. We lost the game. It's like, when you deal with a quarterback like that who knows that his job is just like everybody else's job, because that's all everybody all on the team wants. It's like, yeah, you make more money than us, but are you truly on the squad?
Rent's due every month. That's what bought me in.
Yeah, exactly.
He has the mentality as a winner. He's just got to be able to prove it.
Can he physically do it on the field?
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's the point and the purpose here. Because if he can do that, we all know he has the intangibles. We all know he has the mindset. Can you hit that 15 yard out? Can you throw that deep ball down the field? Like, those are the things that you can do.
First of all, he was making better decisions than Carson. And we need to get that out of all you clown system who keep on talking about Carson. Carson is no longer with us. Carson is an Indianapolis Colt. Get that out of your system. He was a bum. He stunk up the joint. He led the league in interceptions with a month left. And he bitched him on because we gave him the job. This guy wants to earn our respect. Just be happy that somebody wants to earn your respect.
It was an interesting conversation hearing about Carson Wentz's mindset. We should save that for another show.
Okay.
I like what I heard.
Yeah.
It didn't work, but we understand why. We found out some inside information. Tank, may I? Please finish, and then I'll go in.
The only other thing I was going to add is when,
that was that you?
That
yes.
Was, but when you look at it,
Jesus.
The reason why I don't feel like he He has.
I thought Jeff Dunham was here for a second.
The reason why I feel like he didn't have as much success is because we coddled him and we gave him the job and we just made him too comfortable. And it was kind of like all about AO1. And I just didn't. It was like when, and then when the things hit the fan, he wanted to get traded.
Is that why Sirianni's
Wentz is a bitch, no heart?
Is that why Sirianni's kind of pulling the plugs and saying, well, we don't have a starting quarterback yet. You got to earn it.
Exactly.
Because he's learning from what the Wentz situation was.
Exactly.
And maybe the organization learned that too.
The organization, yes.
Sorry. But the organization hasn't learned anything. They still are going to go the same way. I love the organization, but they're still going to go the same way that they've been going. They're going to do the same thing without the football people. Because it's what I'm hearing from everybody who's left. It's like sometimes you need to let football people make football decisions.
It was an interesting thing that we found out about Carson, and I'm going to finish out the end of the hour here. And we appreciate you guys joining us on your trip down to the shore. Hope you guys are enjoying us here on a Saturday afternoon, Green Legion Radio. We're trying to make it as entertaining as possible. Please tell your friends. Make sure you visit our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheGreenLegion. Subscribe to us, and you get to find out every time we upload an episode. But we heard from very reliable sources in a meeting we had yesterday that Carson's problem was not his intensity. Carson's problem was his uber focus. Carson, this is just one person's opinion whose name will not be mentioned, but it appeared as though after you looked at it from an outsider's perspective for a brief moment, Carson was so focused on what he had to do during a game that he alienated his teammates. When in fact, he should have been just slightly less worried about what he needed to do, and he should have led his team with that other percentage, which meant coming over to your receiver and going, hey, man, sorry about that.
Don't worry, I'm coming back to you.
I got you next time.
He had a false sense of what he needed to do.
But it was like the one thing that it's like the one thing that you didn't mention was he needed to go to his receivers or his running backs. Like, don't worry, I'm coming back to you.
Yeah.
It's like, but and then it's like, apparently
he was a social pariah on the bench. He would just go right to the iPad.
He had on blinders.
Yeah,
had on blinders. Correct. And that's why to wrap this up and to hit this on the other side of the hour. The reason why.
We're not hitting this on the other side of the hour. I'm hitting Megan Rapinoe on the other side of the hour.
She got hit enough by Sweden.
Yeah. Giggity.
But the part that I was going to tell you is the reason why everybody loves me and you, because on game day we were ourselves. And that means what that means is if you're the general, come in ready. Friday and Saturday, you're supposed to be ready. On Sunday, you're supposed to be acting like we're together. We're in this together.
Well, the way you approached it, your attitudes. Look, I love comedians. I love comedians that keep it light until it's time to get freaking serious. Yeah. And then you explode.
Yeah.
Then you light that up.
But as we go into break, the one thing you have to remember is, do I know that you're ready, or do I think that you're not ready because you're tight now?
Don't stay tight.
Giggity.
Big. On that note, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia, brought to you by friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. At the top of the hour, oh, yeah, that wench Megan Rapinoe is in my sights once again. Yeah, that wench Megan Rapinoe. Oh, she's going to get drilled. We'll talk about that when we get back here on Green Legion Radio right after this. Everybody
noticing a trend today.
No, I'm going to keep going. I may play the Hooters every song, the same one, until you stop.
In your face.
Cool.
Because the good news is you're fired.
Well, Diaz isn't here to get fired today. Yeah. So
somebody has to be the sacrificial lamb.
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
Everybody, Green Legion, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia. I'm joined alongside our producer, Kyle / Nunnemaker, Chris Sackmaster, Super Sam Brady, and of course, backbone of Green Legion Radio, Hollis Tank Thomas. My name is Quimby. Download the iHeartRadio app so you can listen to us anywhere, anytime. Search for Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia. Subscribe to Green Legion Radio and Bud Light Baseball Brunch as well.
Boom.
What?
What?
Nothing. I'll tell you at the break.
What'd you do?
I thought we were laughing at Lonnie. Because,
yeah, that's what we were laughing.
Because normally she wants Diaz to fire her.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, put out the fire.
Lonnie, you're fired too. and please subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/TheGreenLegion. All right. We're switching gears right now. I think we're all
PG.
I think we're all on the same page again, and I think if you tabled a conversation or a survey to Philadelphia Eagles fans about whether or not you want to see Deshaun Watson, I'm betting this is very skewed. I'm betting it's probably 60-40.
Maybe 70.
And you think 70, it would go that far?
Yeah,
because he has too much baggage. It's
just too much. We've had the baggage quarterback already.
Well, you didn't really have a baggage quarterback because he had already paid his debts to society.
No, we had no.
Who?
All right, no. Vic, I'm talking about that.
Yeah, he paid his debts to society already, though.
He was a baggage quarterback.
He paid his
debts. It was baggage because he didn't know how he was going to bounce back.
It was baggage
fully played.
For so long.
Yeah,
baggage because
there was no baggage.
ASPCA favorites could not stand him. I'm not going to lie. I was one of them, and I don't care about dogs that much. And I didn't want to see him here.
And because he was a brother, that's why that was going on.
You think that about me at that point?
Not you, but
if there was some stupid white guy doing the same thing, I'd have told him to get the fudge out as well.
In general,
ooh, a hard fudge.
And hard fudge too, but in general, that's why it happened.
No.
Yes, it did.
Well,
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you what it looks like. From my standpoint, that's what it looks like. Now he had paid.
Okay, but you're no. We're not going to spend any more time on this. I'll
name another person.
30 seconds, name and I'll take person. 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, name another person that went to jail for what he did. I'll wait. There's
celebrities, but I'm sure there are.
OJ. Never mind.
And he got acquitted, and y'all won't forget that, will you?
Hey, Chris Rock said it. You got that one.
Exactly, but it's like it's a million other ones.
No,
it's a million other ones.
I'm not buying it. You know what?
The thing is, he paid his debt to society. This is different. He hasn't even.
All right, we're not. Let's get in this. Let's get in this.
Okay.
On our show.
Okay.
All right, we can do that. So you and I can argue incessantly for an hour and a half, and nobody gives a crap. All right?
Yeah, no, but it's just the only thing.
That's it.
Okay.
Let's let it go.
Okay. I'm all right. Go.
I love you. Appreciate you.
I'm gonna put on my disco light now.
All right, please do. God, you do tend to shut up when you put the disco light on. That is fun. All right. So let's make fun of a white person, shall we? Hi, Megan Rapinoe.
PG.
Oh,
PG. God. You gotta keep it PG.
No PG.
You do have PG. That's getting blocked out.
What do you mean?
You gotta do it. You gotta do it. PG.
Guys, come on. Quit yipping. All right. I love this. Let's go. All right. So, it's Saturday now. When do they have their group, the G-game tomorrow?
They have another game on Saturday. Yeah.
It is Saturday.
But it's going to be early.
It's going to be early.
So we'll know by the time the show's on.
Yeah, by the show's on.
Okay. I want to say it's excellent to see the U.S. women's national team has boycotted scoring goals until racism is defeated. Right? I can get away with that. We're good so far?
Sure.
All right. So
I don't care.
I have a solution. I have a solution to all this.
Okay.
So the U.S. women's team loses to a bunch of Swedish hotties.
They're all blondes. All blondes. All right.
Oh, God. All right. Hold on. We can all agree on that. But all right. I'm actually thinking about starting a lingerie line, and I'm going to invite all the ladies from the Swedish national team to be models.
Well, they could go into our calendar.
I figure I could take that Victoria down in about 2 years with the route that they're currently taking. Let's talk about this for a second, okay? Our woke team.
Oh, God.
All right? This is the problem that exists. This is the problem that I have. Tank?
Yeah.
All right? You want to build in all political, racial, demographic, gender issues? Here, this is the problem that I have. I don't believe that wench Megan Rapinoe is in it for anyone else other than herself.
Yep.
All right. And I don't believe most people who are standing up to the podium at this point are doing it for anything other than themselves. But what they're doing, is they're using other relative issues to help bolster their position in every way. If it's not a racial thing, it's a gender thing. If it's not a gender thing, it's a political thing. If it's not this, it's that. But they're using it. And here we go. You haven't heard that wench about anything in a long time. You know why? Subway picked her up for $500,000.
Yeah. I don't even need Subway anymore.
Victoria's Secret, who I will never look at your bombshell bra the same way again. All right.
Secret's out on that one.
Yeah. This.
Oh, dear God.
I'm done. Hold on. Sack, you win. You win the show today. Just here. Drop the mic, bro. Just go ahead. Drop it.
Drop it.
No, it's okay. Don't do it.
Yeah, I'll drop it on my back.
Yeah. Secret's out on that one. That's what I'm tired of.
Yeah.
All right. Look, if you want to be selfish, just be selfish. Yeah. She doesn't care about racial inequality. She doesn't. Yeah. She cares about the money in her pocket. That's what she's been bitching about. Now it's become pro bono. It's become progressive. Mm-hmm. It's become the fad to talk about racial inequality because it's relative to gender inequality.
Exactly.
When in fact, she doesn't give one single ready to bleep this out. She does not give a single about anybody else other than herself. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm done with it. And I'm going to tell you right now, no disrespect to it. You know what? If you, two things.
Okay.
I have no issue if you have a stance. But the fact of the matter is you can have a stance in this country because it's this country. Mm-hmm. And when you're going to stand up and represent this country and you have the freedom to talk about what you want, you damn well better not disrespect the country that allows you to do it. Because in so many other places in the world, you don't get that opportunity. In fact, just be selfish. Yeah. Don't use everything else. Yeah. I'm fine with that. But don't put your country down, especially when it's your country that makes you all the money that you're making. Sack.
In a lot of ways, I feel un-American at the fact that I get enjoyment out of the fact that the ladies lost the other day.
I hope they lose.
Hold on. I think what I'm getting at here is I think in a small way, they need to eat a little piece of humble pie. I think these girls and their egos have gotten way too inflated. They sit here and they say that they want to be equally paid to what the men make. But the sad part of reality is, and I hate putting this out there, is the fact that not many people care as much about women's sports as they do about men's sports. The reason why the men, despite the fact that the men's national team for the United States does not play as well as the women's does, there's only really in reality, like the World Cup, 32 teams make it to the World Cup, right? Right. So you have 32 teams. How many teams have a shot to win it all in the Women's World Cup? Four?
Oh, yeah.
Probably four. Okay? Like, and the U.S. every single time has a shot at winning the World Cup.
Correct.
The men's team, they go in, it's 32 teams, and it's a gauntlet. Any of those 32 teams can really win the World Cup. Maybe like 10, 15 of them are like, you know, high favorites. But like, to compete against the rest of the world, it's different. And people tune in. They watch the Men's World Cup. They want to watch men's soccer because it draws in so much revenue throughout the world. So like, you want to equal pay. Well, you need people to equally care about the men's soccer and the women's soccer. And if the men's soccer
sponsors are higher,
correct.
Attendance is higher,
correct.
You cannot be equally paid when you're not putting out the same product. And when you lose to the junior USA men's team, 15 years old.
Wow.
The 15-year-old team beat the women's team.
Grown women's team.
No, they beat the U.S. women's national team.
The little boys,
the 15-year-old team beat the women's team. Sorry. I apologize for not being sorry about the fact that you're terrible to watch.
Before,
hold on, were you done?
I was done. I've said enough to probably get myself thrown off the program.
Good.
So before I get into what I was going to say, actually, let me just.
Don't worry, they need you in case I get thrown off.
I'm going to say this. It's like, when you protest, you can do it on our soil. I was like, but when you're in front of other countries, that's not the damn time to do it.
Thank you.
It makes us look bad.
Thank you.
It's like if you don't want
to. It makes you look like a country divided.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes us privileged.
But at the same time,
okay.
I think this country is pretty divided right now.
No doubt. But we are divided, but you have rights here that you would not have anywhere else. When you get in front of these other spank ass countries, and you don't
write it down, spank ass.
You don't down our country for that. We fight for the right to do what you're doing. Do it on American soil, because that's what we're pissed off because some things going on here. Don't go nowhere
else. You know what I love hearing?
To disrespect us.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Personal question.
Sure.
All right. You and I spent 6 weeks together in Costa Rica.
Yeah, it was probably more, but yeah.
But
you didn't give me food.
I'm still hungry.
You should.
Hold on. No, this is important. Son of a bitch.
Go ahead.
Hey, Buttons is very nice. She's a sweetheart.
No, I was eating all the food.
No, he was eating all.
Yeah, I know, he said son of a bitch, so I was defending Buttons. Okay.
They don't have the same. Once you get out of the United States, what matters is completely, completely different. People in this country, and I hope you agree with me, after spending 6 weeks. All right, we lived at Reserva Conchal. It's a very beautiful Westin and W and owner's resort in a very remote part of Costa Rica. Tremendous. You can't get there. The closest small airport is an hour and a half away from where we are.
Yeah.
And our form of entertainment is not a town. It's a village called Brasalito.
Brasalito.
All right. And everything there, they look at us and they laugh that we have so many first world problems. These people are just trying to eat.
Oh, my God.
For God's sake. And I think the problem, and it shouldn't be the case with the U.S. women's national team, because they do travel. They get to see what it looks like outside of this country. Man, you go to a remote area like we have and we're going back to again this year.
Awesome sauce.
Fact is, you should be completely fudging grateful for the fact that you even have a podium. I cannot stress that enough.
And to interject on your podium part, it's like, I feel like a lot of people don't, I don't know, you might need to write this down. The word, it means putting your own down in front of us. And I feel like this was
going. I think you should keep that.
And it's like, it's putting your own people down in front of others. And we've been doing that in other, when we get to the Olympics, that's not the place to put your country down. That's not when we're here and we're amongst each other. That's when you say what you need to say and do what you need to do.
All the examples that they're going to set at the Olympics with their crying and bitching and moaning and protesting, they're going to put some of these people on the firing line. They're going to go back and go, oh my God, Megan Rapinoe did this and I'm going back to my country and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, pretty much. And well, not only that, it's like, if those people who were doing this in front of ever get here, and they're gonna be like, what the hell were they bitching about? What the hell? Because you have
so many people are so happy with how we live. You understand that, right? That's why people are crossing the border every day. That's why there is such a problem with signing the guest list on the way in this country. Mm-hmm. People can make minimum wage and still be so much happier than they are anywhere else in the freaking world, man.
People are willing to die on doors and flotillas coming from Cuba.
Thank you.
Over all those years just to get to Florida and start a new life. Like, how many pitchers? El Duque. Remember Enrique?
Yes.
Hernandez with the Yankees. Jose Contreras. Like, these guys sacrificed themselves and their lives to get here. And it's like, you know, we act like it's so bad, but it really, in reality, it's not.
No,
Mama Nunnemaker jumping in?
No. Besides Mama Nunnemaker jumping in, David Harris, the U.S. women's team now like Ben Simmons trying to make free throws.
Now, to piggyback, now, when you're here, you have the right to protest whatever it is that you so desire. But when you go and you just like, you made it to the Olympics. So that means you want to represent our country. You're supposed to want to represent our country because you want to let them know how good you have it here, because you could tell the government to go shove it and you could protest. You protest.
But
peacefully.
You don't do it on that
stage. But you don't do it on that stage. That's other countries.
Thank you.
It's like when you. It's like other countries. I'm like, I don't give a damn about nowhere else. I enjoy myself here. I get to do what I want, when I want, and be a man. I don't have to answer to anybody. It's like, other than paying taxes, you know.
Sam, pretty cool. Sam, you look like you have something to interject here.
I was just going to say, I think that every other country or every other sport doesn't act this way. This is only soccer, only these girls' soccer team. This is not what's representing.
No, you got to remember, you're talking about 64 Olympics with two track and field runners.
Yeah, raising the fist. Raising the fist.
And you know what?
That was a different time, too, though.
It was a different time. Yeah. But you know what's.
That was civil rights.
What's different now?
But what's different now is that we have. It's like everybody doesn't have the same path as back then.
So. But what you don't realize, and this is what. Xfinity, when they put up that stupid fudging commercial with those guys putting their hands up, mm-hmm. they don't know, or they didn't tell anybody because most people are not going to read it.
Yep.
Both of them got kicked out of the Olympics the next day.
No, they didn't get kicked out.
They got sent home.
They got their medals taken.
Did they get their medals taken?
No.
You can take a medal away?
Yeah.
Because you basically sign a contract saying you're a representative.
Exactly.
This is like a like as if tell you were a team player, you're a rep.
Yeah, well, let's do this. Let's come back. Hold on a second.
You know, Sam is so insightful. Why don't you take over for Diaz full time moving forward?
Sure, it's gone so smoothly.
Sorry, wait. Oh, I promised hip hop. My bad.
I'm like, this is not Ja Rule. What's going on around here?
What? You guys, we got plenty to talk about still here on Bud Light Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, and as of tomorrow, Twin Spires! Ooh. Twin Spires, everybody be ready for it. We'll be back right after this. I can do this all day. Captain America, I can do this all day. Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, 102.1 in the city, 104.1 in Trenton, WDAS 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/TheGreenLegion. Download the iHeartRadio app. Subscribe to us there. Green Legion Radio, after you go to Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. Green Legion Radio and Bud Light Baseball Brunch. Get me some Bud Light Baseball Brunch, which will be airing all the way through till October 3rd, everybody. David Harris, you're about to get kicked from the room.
Well, what do you do?
Hooters rock. Keep it up, Sam. Keep it up.
Yes.
I hate everybody. All right. We need to get to it right now, everybody. We've been talking Eagles. We've been talking that wench, Megan Rapinoe. Mm-hmm. We've been, sorry, biased. And now it's time for a little sack attack.
Oh, man.
Because you're up two games over 500. You split. You're still two games over 500 with the Yankees. Again, this is a Thursday night taping for today's show, which is airing on Saturday, and we again appreciate you guys joining us on your way to the shore or back or anywhere else. But Zach, we got nearest last night.
There was a lot of things that happened on Wednesday night in the Bronx. I mean, when you get walked 11 times and you go 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position and you lose the game on a walk off by one run,
and who is the only one that hits during with runners in scoring position? Luke Williams.
Oh, God.
The guy who
barely got under the third baseman's glove.
No, but
he got
it. No.
He got it.
No, you know what? He shortened up his swing. He did exactly what he needed to do. He was a consummate baseball player there. I have questions for you, but go on a sack attack because I want to talk about three players. When you're done, let me know.
Well, as of this taping here on Thursday night, the Phillies are down 1-0 against Atlanta right now on Thursday night. But the looking over at at that 2-game series against the Yankees, both games are winnable. Aaron Nola, man, I'm telling you, it's extremely frustrating right now. Okay. It's really like watching a Vince Velasquez start over the years where he's laboring to get through 5 innings and you just hope he can give you 5 innings on 100 pitches.
Sounds like all their starters.
May I ask and interject real quick?
Sure thing.
Where is it acceptable that, hey, we got 3 innings out of Spencer Howard?
Well, listen, I'm not going to take anything away from what Spencer did the other night.
Three innings,
but he was also on short rest. They've been trying to extend him in the minor leagues. They brought him up because they needed to get a few innings out of him because it was going to be a bullpen game anyway. And the guy that would probably
Looking for a soundbite that has a lot to do with the feline perspective.
I understand what you're saying, but the guy was starting on short rest. They're trying to extend him down in the minors right now. They were desperate because, again, we have the vaccine issue with the Phillies, and they didn't have Bailey Falter, who's probably would have pitched 3 or 4 innings in that game.
Glasses. Wild thing.
Well, that's J.D. Hammer.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Bailey Falter's a lefty. This team, I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the season because if they continue to run into these COVID issues, because they're hovering around 50%, which I don't understand why nobody in the dugout's wearing masks if they're around 50%, because I think you had to be at 75-80% in order to not wear your mask in the dugout.
May I ask this?
Sure.
Last year, Major League Baseball was the diamond status for not having COVID-related issues. They perpetuated themselves as, oh my God, this is how well we're keeping people safe, blah, blah, blah. Now we're going back to this July 22nd?
That was actually the NHL last year in the bubble. The NHL didn't have any COVID-related issues.
Major League Baseball, if you went, no, I'm not wrong on this one. Major League Baseball was heralded for having so many limited positive tested COVID players.
Are you sure about that? Because they pulled a guy in game 6 of the World Series last year in the 7th inning.
Isolated incidents.
Yeah, isolated incidents.
However,
that goes across the board.
If you go across the board, they were the diamond status. They were
compared to the NFL, yes, I agree. But they played a lot less games compared to what they normally would play. The NFL didn't go down to an 8-game schedule.
They were still playing games three days in a row.
They didn't drop down to an 8-game schedule in the NFL. They played 16 games last year, just like baseball went with 60 games and they played a postseason in a bubble or in bubbles. But nonetheless, this team. Listen,
I digress.
We have a week from today, because this is being broadcast on Saturday, to really situate ourselves. Now, the way it works is they are in a rare 8-game homestand. They have 4 games against Atlanta, so I won't know, when we're talking about this on Saturday, I won't know what the outcome was on Friday and Saturday. 8-game homestand against the Braves, 4 against the Braves, and 4 against the Nationals. You're going to find out a lot about this team in this division over the next week. And the thing is,
and the Mets haven't faltered yet.
They have not.
They've been treading.
They've been treading. They haven't been doing anything great. And
they're 500.
Yeah, but they're going to miss. Lindor's going to be out at least the next month. And now Jacob DeGrom is throwing off a flat ground again. He'll probably be back in a couple weeks. But again, who knows how long he's going to last, because the guy's had at least 4 or 5 MRIs this year. So the Mets, we'll see what they can do. They're going to make a move. The Mets are going to make a move. And it might be Chris Bryant by the time the trade deadline comes through next Saturday. The Phillies are primed. Now, the thing is can you make a low level move with a couple beeline prospects to where you can get a guy in here and eat the salary for a Craig Kimbrell that's going to take up the 9th inning? But are the Phillies willing to go over the luxury tax threshold? Rumors have it that they are, but we'll see. I mean, like right now, 47-47 at this very moment and down 1-0 against Charlie Morton here on Thursday night. This is the frustrating part about this team is when you think,
thank God.
Odubel's back. Yeah. And just when you think that they're going over the hump, and that we're going to achieve something here to where we can win this division. That's the frustrating part about this team, because this division is so easily winnable and you haven't made the playoffs in 10 years.
Terrible.
Well, it was a couple inches outside, but you have you have a week here to really solidify yourself within this division. If you're a game or two out, all right. But if you're blowing these games against the Braves, who are falling apart, and making moves for Jock Peterson because they lost Ronald Acuña Jr. and Mike Soroka's not coming back because he retore his Achilles, that's the ace of their staff. Yeah, so that's not happening. And the Nationals are down Schwarber, they're down Strasburg. This is going to be a telltale week between now and July 31st because Dombrowski wants to win. Middleton wants to win. The players in this field have to force their hand to make a move and put them over the hump to where they can win this division and get us back in the playoffs for the first time since 2011.
Questions on three players.
Okay. I see them.
JT.
Disappointing this year. Disappointing. I know he made the All-Star game. I know he hit an opposite field home run in Coors Field, and that was an awesome shot that he hit in the All-Star game. Didn't deserve to be there. In my opinion, I don't know why he was there. Buster Posey deserved to be there, but he was hurt. Why didn't JT deserve to be there?
No, why did Buster Posey deserve
to be there? He was dealing with some injuries.
Captain Coca-Cola coaches Buster Posey.
Yeah, well.
Here we go.
Probably told him to stay away from the dugout.
I'm just saying, you know.
But a lot of these guys, and Yadier Molina deserved to be there. I'm disappointed by JT this year. I know his batting average is hovering around 270, but and he did have some injuries early in the season, but the throwing out the base runners, the guys trying to steal, he's behind on that this year. His framing hasn't been real well with framing strikes for his pitchers. And then on top of that as well, he doesn't have the pop. He's batting in the two hole right now for a guy that started this season as your cleanup hitter. I expect a little bit more out of JT this year, but we got a couple months left, so hopefully he can get it together.
You say he's framing bad for his Have you seen the bullpen?
Yeah, and you know what's funny is that Aaron Nola in the bullpen had the same ERA this year.
Yeah, exactly.
ERA.
And do you know that every time we go to the bullpen, I kind of just go and get some drinks and hope for the best?
I do that too.
I usually go poop.
I put on Family Guy reruns.
Well, that's a long poop there. Because normally you're going to have to be pooping from the fourth or fifth inning on. So.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God.
All right, what's your next one?
Kutch.
Kutch has played well this year. Got off to a rough start.
Got off to a really awful start. But you know what? Most people don't realize that Kutch was probably averaging a 25 home run per year.
370 on base percentage, though, is what you want from him, though.
Yeah, which is fine.
His average isn't there, but the guy's getting older.
Do you guys find it funny? Zach, directed at you. Do you find it a little comical that the guy who you hoped would be your leadoff hitter and effective as your leadoff hitter is now your cleanup hitter?
Well, not so much, because Kutch, for the majority of his career, batted three or four in a lineup. I mean,
when he came to the Phillies, he was expected to do nothing more than be your leadoff hitter. A J-roll who's going to hit 22 knocks a year, going to get on base all the time. I find this comical. I enjoy it. I mean, obviously, and he's playing with a little bit of attitude right now. Well, I kind of dig that.
I got to give Girardi credit for making that move, because a lot of people will try. That's a very rare move.
Thank you.
And the thing is he's adjusted this lineup over the last month. And over the last month is where the Phillies lineup has really started to come about since right around July 1st. That's where they've started to hit. Now, they've been hitting more at home than they have been on the road outside of that stint in Chicago and a little bit in Boston there. Kutch has played well. I mean, his defense in the left field has left a little bit to be desired, but since he got his eyes checked back in early June, late May, he's played better. Alec Boehm, who's been terrible at third base, and Rhys Hoskins at first.
Well, he's been pretty good at when the games I've watched. He's been pretty good at
that. Yeah, but he's had some lapses out there, Tank. Where he
early in the season, right?
Yeah, but then he got his eyes checked. Yeah. And since then, he's been hitting better, and he's been feeling better.
By the way,
why do you have to wait for him to play terrible baseball to get your eyes checked?
Hold on. By the way, seeing's the most important thing. I don't think it's that important.
All right, what's your third one?
You know it. You know it's coming.
Okay.
I think Bryce came out on fire. I think he gets hit in the face with a ball, and I think it's been downhill ever since.
He's hit better over the last couple weeks, being on and off the IL a couple times.
He's lost his focus.
He's lost his edge.
No, it's not his fire. It's not the edge.
I don't think it's
focused. Whatever we want to call it, however we want to bundle it up in a pretty box with a bow, Bryce was not afraid to just lay down a check swing to the third baseline to keep defenses honest. Now he's just swinging and swinging and swinging. He's gone away from situational hitting.
That's a lot of the guys on this team now.
The part about Bryce that got me very excited in the beginning
is taking what they were giving him.
Exactly.
Where they were pitching him, and he would hit it where they were pitching him.
It's just swinging for the fence every time.
Listen, man, getting hit in the face by a 97-mile-per-hour fastball is going to change a lot of things.
But let me, your mentality. May I ask that question?
Sure.
Do you believe that has anything or a lot to do with his current slump?
I don't think so right now. And really, like, he's not slumping over the last couple weeks. Like, he's been hitting better, but it's not Bryce. It's not the $330 million Bryce. It's not the special Bryce. It's not the hair on fire Bryce. I don't know. He's got a lot of things going on with him as far as nagging injuries are concerned. He's got something with his shoulder. He's got something with his back. And back issues that tend to go away.
He rubbed some dirt on that shin ball yesterday.
And then he had to get x-rays this morning about that. Like, there's things that have been going on this year to where it's kind of tapering away from what makes Bryce a special player. And that's the frustrating part as fans, because, like, you know how special of a player he can be, how special of a player we want him to be. But listen, man, that's a strike to Andrew Knapp. That's not
right.
That's not a strike to Juan Soto or something, you know. But yeah, it's frustrating to us because we expect more out of him. But it's a lot of these guys. I mean, like, when Hoskins is going well, why is he going well? Because Hoskins is hitting to all parts of the field. Where Hoskins goes off the rails is when Hoskins is trying to pull everything. Hey. It's the same thing with JT. He hit that walk-off home run on Sunday with the 10th inning. He hit that to right center field. Like, that's what makes some of these guys special when they're going. The problem is this lineup, outside of that, like, road trip that they had and, like, you know, with the Padres before that, they have not put it all together at the same time. When they do, it's scary. But the pop, you need more pop out of JT and you need more pop out of Bryce. Because right now, your pop consists of Reese and Kutch. And that's not what you were paying both of them really for this season.
All right, well, Bryce Harper might be drinking too much pop because this might be a week stale, but that game 2 doubleheader against, I think it was the Marlins.
Hey, he got dehydrated. Yeah.
How do you get dehydrated?
Well, listen, man.
Hold on. I can give you that formula real fast.
He's sponsored by Gatorade. He's Mormon. He doesn't drink.
I could tell you.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I could tell you, I was part of what is known as the Ivy League.
You want to try and give me that formula now?
Yeah, because after every practice, I had to get an IV. So we were dubbed the Ivy League. So it's real easy to do that when you're playing a game and it's hot outside.
Yeah, when it's hot, especially that kind of hot. But
and it's not like you're a professional athlete or anything. So.
Come on, man. Look at his white socks with his flip-flops on.
All right, real fast.
Dehydration!
No, real fast. We got a minute left in this segment. We're coming back for our last before the show ends. Real quick, Tank, 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
NBA, do you care?
Nope.
Are you pissed off that Michael Carter-Williams was drafted over Gianna? Giannis.
No,
Giannis?
I'm pissed off that we traded Drew Holiday.
All right. Zach.
Yes.
Same.
All right. Do I care about the NBA? Zero.
Where's Diaz?
Sorry.
Hold on. Samantha, come up. Just say something obscure and irrelevant.
Why don't you love me anymore?
There we go. Perfect. Done. All right. Bud Light.
I didn't know Green Lex was in studio. Is Rex on the StreamYard?
Bud Light Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports Together, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Coming back with our final segment. It's all What If, everybody. What If? We'll be back right after this. All right, everybody. That was You Don't Have to Call by the Hooters.
One of the best collabs ever.
Featuring Luda and the Hooters. Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, our final segment. And since we didn't do Kick-Ass or Jackass yet, we're doing What If?
Yes.
Sam, you want to participate?
I think so. I'm scared.
Good.
You should.
Hold on. I should say, don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
But here we go.
I don't think the Hooters ever said, don't be scared.
The one that I didn't say, and this is 3 weeks in the making.
Okay.
All right, I've had these on the list. This is like Kick-Ass or Jackass. Just round robin. Tank, you go first.
Okay.
Sam, Zach, Slash. What if Jalen Hurts is the quarterback we hope he can be?
Kick-Ass.
Total Kick-Ass.
It's not necessarily Kick-Ass. It's just a what if.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, to me.
What if?
Yeah. Go ahead.
If he's that, then you keep all those first round picks and continue and try to get a damn middle linebacker and a safety.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Wait, there still exists.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We forgot about those positions.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sticking with Kick-Ass.
All right, cool.
It's the best thing that could possibly happen to the franchise.
Kick-Ass or Jackass.
The best possible scenario.
Kick-Ass or Jackass.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it would be fantastic, but I still think Howie Roseman would be the luckiest man on earth if that happened.
Lonnie, what if Diaz doesn't come back?
And do you not want that to be the case?
No, I do. I mean, I'm going to take, you know, I'll put Howie's ego aside.
Do you see that one there?
What's that?
What if Diaz doesn't come back?
Kick-Ass!
Then we'd be the luckiest people
on earth. Best case scenario.
This show's going national.
Somebody, Dave said, Lito,
can you say syndication, Lonnie? All right, here we go. What if Michael Jordan never played basketball?
Ooh, that would be Jackass.
No, it's not.
It's Kick-Ass or Jackass.
Oh, so what if? Says, what if? Man, that would be kind of.
I've never seen him laugh that hard or heard it. That's all.
It would be horrible, man. We wouldn't get the Jordans.
No, what if? What would have happened? I'll tell you what.
I'm Carl Malone.
Maybe
Charles Barkley would have had a title. Maybe the Seattle Supersonics would have had a title.
Yeah.
Maybe the Portland Trailblazers would have had another title.
How about the Knicks?
The Knicks
with Ewing and Starks, they would have won one.
Now they got to the finals when Jordan wasn't playing, and they screwed the pooch.
But they would have got to more.
Yeah, Sam.
The Bulls would have been more irrelevant.
Thank you.
Irrelevant.
Ready?
Yeah.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bah. Way to bring the show to a halt.
Then Space Jam with LeBron James would be the best Space Jam of all time, which is absolutely an atrocity.
Hold on. I didn't have this up there. And you may want to write this down.
No, come on. He's got enough to cut.
Shut up. What if Sean Kemp actually subscribed to the method?
Yo, did you see? I was watching the expansion draft last night for the Seattle Kraken. Did you see him in the club?
Talking about expansion.
Holy hell. He needs a boomerang to put his belt on. Holy crap.
We talking about Sean Kemp?
Sean Kemp.
He is a big homie.
All right.
Him in Houston.
Moving on.
Go ahead.
What if Donovan McNabb didn't get bent over backwards in that Carolina game?
Man, we brought
that up.
I brought that up. We probably celebrate the Super Bowl victory. Before that time.
Is that the one with the sports hernia?
No. It was when we played against the Carolina Panthers, and he was we were marching downfield.
Oh, three. NFC championship?
Yeah.
2001?
It was 2003.
2003.
Yeah, it was 2002/ going into 2003. What happened was he got sacked by Will Witherspoon. Actually got hit after the ball was thrown away, but they bent him over backwards and pretty much split him in half.
And then how many quarterbacks did we go through that?
No, it wasn't.
We Corey Detmer came in, right?
Yeah. Well, Corey, so I don't. Nobody came in.
No,
he played the rest of the game.
He played the rest of the game with that injury, and then went into the next season with that sports hernia.
That's one thing you can't take away from Donovan, man. He was a tough SOB. I mean, like, he played a whole game on a broken ankle and threw 5 touchdown passes. Yeah, by the way,
if I'd have said, what if Sean Kemp subscribed to Coilus Interruptus? Would that have been acceptable?
Sure. I don't even know.
What if Sean Kemp?
Let me have that.
Lonnie, subscribe to Trojan.
Lonnie's on fire right now.
Trojan, man.
Holy hell.
But the thing with that 03 NFC Championship game, wasn't Andy Reid to blame for that? Because wasn't they were running it down their throat, and they still decide to pass the ball.
Sean Foster?
Yeah. All right, we got to move on. I got a lot
to
get through.
Go ahead.
We got to get through this. All right. What if Carson Wentz doesn't get injured in the L.A. game?
We probably don't win the Super Bowl. We don't win the Super Bowl.
I don't agree. I think they go for it.
Good luck.
I agree with her. They're going to still win the Super Bowl that year.
Okay.
How do you figure that?
He was the MVP of the league.
Hold on.
I'm only going to tell you one thing. Why?
No. We don't have time for it.
Nick Foles was a man possessed. Carson Wentz was an MVP, but I don't know if he could have played better than Foles did in that run.
No.
That wasn't the question.
Hey, excuse me. Wow. You're only going to talk when we have no time.
Thanks, Sam.
Crazy.
Thanks,
Sam. What if the Sixers didn't draft Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz, and Jahlil Okafor?
We probably would be talking about the process being a success.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that a salami?
That was a salami.
Yeah. Deep into the left.
All right.
Sam.
Keep going.
No, listen, the process was a bust with all of them regardless.
They would have got past the second round.
What if Pelly Lindbergh doesn't die in a car crash?
Flyers win the Stanley Cup. At least two.
I wasn't looking at you.
You were looking at me.
I'm sorry. You weren't first.
what he said.
Yeah, I got you. What if Vince Young doesn't say Dream Team? And we can thank Zek, the general manager over at Riverdeck, for this one.
Zek.
Maybe you don't get your ass kicked most of the season.
I couldn't stand it when he said that.
We all cringed.
Oh,
right?
My God. It was horrible. Like, dude, he's a backup quarterback.
Still a bunch of egos coming together. I think it would have been the same result.
Not really, but yeah.
Tank, do you mind if I supersede you and go right to Slash?
Go ahead.
Or right to Sack?
Sack, yeah.
What if Michael Layton doesn't let that side goal in?
Oh, God. What if Jeff Carr would have scored the goal with a wide open net at the end of game six with 2 minutes left? We don't even get to Michael Layton in overtime.
Come on. Chicago is the better team. They were never going
to
win.
They were the better team. But, hey, if you get to a game seven, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. And they blew that opportunity.
They were not winning in Chicago.
Listen, if that goal in game six for Jeff Carter was a beer tub girl at McFadden's, he would have scored that.
They were not winning game seven in Chicago.
Bull crap.
How much time do we have left?
Enough to know that they were not winning game seven.
In your face.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right. What if Keith Primo doesn't hit that fifth overtime goal?
Flyers still win the game. Some way or another, but we probably would have went to a sixth overtime. It's insane.
Hold
to
on
think
a second.
About.
Do you actually think that fifth overtime hurt them moving forward because they looked dead against the
no, Dodgers. Actually, that actually propelled them through the rest of that series, and then they had a 3-1 series lead. And that what killed them in that series was the Scott Stevens hit. I think they would have won Game Seven if that hit happened within the first 10 minutes of the first period, and then it just sucked the life out of the arena. So, and we already had that on What If with that hit.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, it didn't take anything away from that. The Flyers would have won the Stanley Cup if they would have got through that series. Because the Devils, to me, that was the Stanley Cup Finals right there.
For Tank, mm-hmm. What if Bill Belichick doesn't cheat?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
There we go. Sam, look at you.
Do we have another two-hour slot?
We don't need a two-hour slot. We would have put foot in the ass sideways to the next life.
Wow. Do we have enough time for one more?
Yeah, one more. Go ahead.
This goes to everybody except Tank.
15 seconds each.
What if Hollis Thomas became a chef?
Sam, you want to take this one?
I did at his restaurant.
I'm sure you would. I bet you would, Panama Red.
Go ahead, stroke him. Wait,
what?
Sorry, what?
I got nothing. I'm out.
If he was a chef, I wouldn't be hungry right now. I need to get out of here and get some food.
This is not Gordon Ramsay Uncharted, okay? We can't do this right now. Everybody, on behalf of Michael Shut Up Diaz, Hollis Tank Thomas, Sam, Super Sam Brady, Chris Sackmaster, Kyle / the Gobbler, man, and myself, Quimby, Green Legion Radio, Bud Light Green Legion Radio, here on Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us for the 2 hours, and we hope you do it again. We will return soon enough. Oh, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. I may forget, but I always bring it back.
And Bud Light Baseball Brunch will be live from 11 to 12 on Sunday. We'll be back down at Xfinity Live. It's not a sponsored Bud Light Baseball Brunch tailgate, but we'll be there.
Just come out on the patio of 1100 Social and hang out with
between
everybody.
Phillies and Braves. Come on out and hang out with us. It's going to be a great time,
huge
great show.
Series.
Big time.
Absolutely. And just so we know, going out.